Blog Talk Radio.
Mondays with Coach Adams. Are you ready to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week? Well, I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, your resident empowerment coach and master motivator. We thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for You. Inspired Media for You, hashtag I'm for you. Each week we come together to engage on Life Highway, where we are on a divine journey. God is truly, I believe, the light illuminating our path, guiding each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity and the platform that has been given by Inspired Media for you to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose so that you may be more equipped to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays, we have and offer you two formats of programming. We have our in-studio guests every other week sharing their areas of expertise, and we also have our Shape Up series. Of course, our Shape Up series is to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live out your dreams. Between the blending of the two formats we bring you each week, we trust that you leave ultimately empowered because you've gotten that jump start of your weekly dose of motivation and inspiration. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Each week there is quite a richness shared, so we encourage you to always take a preview back and check in on past episodes. You know, this past weekend, wow, how exciting. It seems like there's always such a lag of time between one win shot to the next. And the latest win shot, which of course as a part of Coach Adams' Full Circle of Empowerment, I offer a win shot, Shape Up and Win, 4 Hours of Power with Coach Adams, every January, every July, and in between we have our winner's circle. And so it's so exciting to share with you on today's episode because we are having a Shape Up reflection. We have a panel of guests that are joining Coach Adams in the studio. And so I want to encourage you, because although it's a shape-up reflection, you're still going to get that weekly dose of motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week. You will be empowered. Before we jump into today's broadcast, I want to ask you to simply take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Write on someone's Facebook wall, send a DM, a tweet, a message in a bottle, a text message, a carrier pigeon. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's episode with you. I have two powerhouse dynamic guests that I'm going to bring into the studio with me. The individuals that will be sharing, and there may be others that are listening in that will be sharing from their point of view of their experience from this past Saturday's Win Shot, Shape Up and Win, 4 Hours of Power with Coach Adams. 4 Hours of Power is a powerful time of vision training. You may be saying, Coach Adams, what do you mean when you say vision training? Meaning you have a desire on the inside. You have an idea. You have something that you want to crystallize and be able to manifest. And so that vision on the inside of you, that seed of hope, vision training. The other aspect of 4 Hours of Power with Coach Adams is strategic planning. This strategic planning is to give you roadmap tools and different support that will equip you and empower you on being able to crystallize your vision so that it is, in fact, going to manifest along with your goals and your dreams. And the last part of that is coaching empowerment. As you know, I am a master motivator, empowerment coach. And so as a part of the 4 Hours of Power, we receive coaching in person in a safe environment that has been set specifically to support individuals in this crystallization and manifestation of their vision and achievement of their goals. With that said, I want to bring in our panel, and I'm going to start out with bringing on Janae Allen. Janae Allen, I welcome you on Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for You with Coach Adams, and I would love for you to take this opportunity to share with our global listening audience, how would Janae describe Janae?
Thank you for having me, Coach Adams. So Janae will describe Janae as a hopeful, motivating, progressive entrepreneur. I am about 1 to 2 years into the financial service industry, and other than that, I'm also in the corporate setting field. So I'm just very eager to get out there, very eager to meet as many people as possible, and I love to be around like-minded people.
Excellent. And now, before we jump into our shape-up reflection, I want to bring in LaDawn Lydia Skeeters. LaDawn, you know, of course, I know who both of you powerhouse ladies are. Share with our global listening audience, how would you describe who LaDawn Lydia Skeeters is?
Well, thank you for having me on the show. I would describe myself first and foremost. I am the CEO and owner of TSG Consulting. We work with nonprofits and small businesses. We help with your strategies, your business structure, and we specialize in lean systems. I am the former COO for Christian Business Ministries. I am a radio host, and I am a minister of the gospel. And then I have a ministry where I train teen mothers and single mothers. So all around, when you take all of that and package it all together, I am a daughter of the Most High, doing all that I can do to help empower and enrich the lives of our sisters and brothers in the kingdom.
Wonderful. And I must say that I'm very fortunate to have both of you ladies a part of the Coach Adams team. Of course, TSG Consulting is doing some consulting with Coach Adams in this season as we will specifically be focused on our July Wind Shop, but started out that process at this past Wind Shop. And Janae Allen has truly been one of the greatest supporters, advocates for the Wind Shop. So it's great to have both of you sharing with us. You know, it's so interesting when we're talking about Shape Up because, you know, I've been coaching and on my journey of purpose literally since 1998. And many people don't even realize that it has been a long time in process in the making at different levels. And about 4 years ago now, I remember getting this concept and idea for this acronym known as SHAPE. And I actually have two different levels of SHAPE, which many do not know because at the Wind Shop, you're getting one point of view of the SHAPE. But I remember very clearly as I'm speaking to you ladies currently right now that when it dropped in my spirit, in my heart, it was so clear that this was a model that individuals would be able to, regardless of where they are on their journey, that they would be able to benefit from this acronym. And before I share the acronym, I want to ask each of you the question. Share with us, if you will, from your point of view, a reflection of your experience. What was your greatest takeaway from this past Saturday's Wind Shop, Janae?
You know, it's so many that I can choose from. When you say one thing, I'm pondering over all of the great nuggets that was shared. And to me, you know, what was shared to me is taking your goal and strategically looking at it by applying the SMART goals. So I remember that we went over that. Everyone was just basically brainstorming and applying if the SMART goals apply to our goal in mind. And then also, so I believe I don't want to mess this up. I don't have it in front of me, but it was a specific, measurable, accurate, realistic, and then also the time as well too. So I just now have looked at that and then also looked at my goals to say, am I being, you know, specific in what I want? Am I just thinking inside of my box? And you know, as I applied it to my goals, I thought, you know, really I am playing small. I'm playing small because I don't want to challenge myself. And so really with the Wind Shop, it really made me think, and when I was with like-minded ladies, that, you know, I really need to think outside of the box. I really need to challenge myself so by the time that I'm in the next Wind Shop in July that I would know I really applied that. I really did what I said, or I moved towards my goal, and I actually have a, you know, a measurable, tangible, you know, outcome from it. So I would say that was one of my biggest takeaways from the Shape Up winners, the 4 hours of power.
Wonderful. And Janae, I thank you for bringing that valuable point up because, of course, when we were talking about goal setting, we were talking about the S in SHAPE, and the S is strategy. And so as a part of having clear strategies, a part of that process is making sure that you're clear on your goals. And, yes, the acronym for SMART goals was given. The acronym for SMART goals is that your goals should be specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. The formula for SMART goals, SMART, S-M-A-R-T, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. Now, Janae, I know that this Wind Shop was not the first Wind Shop that you have actually participated in. Was there anything else that stood out to you, be it this Wind Shop or the other Wind Shops that have supported you on the journey that you're on currently as an entrepreneur.
Yes, absolutely. We were able to be blessed by CEO Yolanda, who discussed with us the importance of social media. This was a new addition, and having her break it down as much as she did was just phenomenal. I'm one that I kind of shy away towards social media, but we all can agree that it's very important to our goals and overall appearance, especially with our clients and market. So it was just a very fun segment. It was interactive. We all got to share some of our experiences with her, and she was able to give us some valuable information that we can apply to our business. And so having that was just very, very helpful. Again, social media is one of those things I always try to just wing it, but she was able to give us some fun, interactive tips to help us, and I'm excited to even apply it to my own business.
Wonderful. And you know what? That social media piece is so key, and many shy away from it. And, you know, although the SHAPE acronym is very specific, with each Wind Shop, there is always a different dynamic. Some elements as it relates to the SHAPE are consistent, but the different elements that bring forth the fullness of the journey will always be different. And so you saw that represented with CEO coach Yolanda M. Mason bringing forth with YMM Media, bringing forth the, what I call, and she always teases me, the various faces of social media to help individuals to really make out this path of social media. There's so many different channels, as she reminded us of. And, you know, of course, like with everything, you have to have a plan. And I know I fall short because I'm so organic in the whole social media realm. I don't have a clear plan. I'm working on that now, being transparent with our global listening audience, that you have to have a clear plan, be intentional. We talk a lot about the why. You know, why are we pursuing the particular goals that we're pursuing? Why this vision? And what I love regarding the social media aspect is that Yolanda even shared that you have to have a clear why for your social media. Why are you doing this? Like with me, it's very clear. My why is to fight to stay and maintain some level of relevance as a coach in this social realm that everybody's networking in. Great stuff. I thank you for that. Ooh, I'm getting on fire. It's almost like I'm back at the Wind Shop on Saturday. Well, let's bring in LaDawn Skeeters. LaDawn Lydia Skeeters. I love her full name, so I always call her by her full name. LaDawn, share with us a reflection of what was the most valued thing that you took away from the Wind Shop.
Well, you know, one thing that I will say about the Wind Shop before I even get started is I love when you have the Wind Shops because it's always a great opportunity to come off of autopilot. Because when you get into the Wind Shop, you have to really focus. You have to refocus on what your goals are and especially the reason why you've come. So, again, it's a great reason, a great opportunity to come away from being on autopilot as it pertains to your goals and achieving your goals. You know, we have so many different strategies that we put in place to get our goals done. You wake up in the morning, you know, check off your list, you look at your goals, you check your time, check your watches, and it's almost like sometimes you're on autopilot. So, again, that's one of the greatest things I love about the Wind Shop. My favorite portions of the Wind Shop are always time management, and then, of course, you know, going back to your whys. Time management, especially because of the examples that you give during the session. One of the examples you gave, I ran right smack dead into it immediately after attending the Wind Shop, and that was the one where you said, you know, you might get a telephone call from someone who is important to you, and their the thing that they're going through is critical, but how does that pertain to where you are in your time, in your quadrants of your time management? Is it critical to you as well? Is it not critical, not important as it pertains to your goals? So some of one of the things that I ran into, and, you know, when you were giving that example during the session, I was like, wow, would I ever experience that? And then, I ran right into it. And so you really have to start determining what is most important, and that's where the whys come in, because when you know what your whys are, you stick to those values like you shared during the Win Shop. Your whys are, you know, basically built up on what you value most. And so when you stick to those values, it helps you determine when you're maybe in situations like the one that I was in. It helps you to determine, although this person is important to me, although, you know, what they're going through is important to me, am I going to let it stop me from achieving my goals? Am I going to let it take away from the time that I've set aside for working on my goals and my strategy? So, again, it's always such a rich, rich time. I always enjoy it, but those are the things that stand out for me the most.
You know, LaDon, what's so funny is that truly, you know, whenever one is, for example, I know that you obviously are a black belt in Six Sigma. Six Sigma. I always want to say Six Sigma. In Lean Six, S-I-X, Sigma. But it's like a tongue twister. But the reason why I bring that up, I'm sure that whenever you are sharing your insight and wisdom and your area of expertise, that you're often speaking to yourself in certain areas that you can grow in. And so I said that to relate that back to time management, because I don't care how many times I hear it, how many times I train and facilitate on it, I myself always get so much. And, you know, initially I was introduced to the time management quadrants through the Franklin Covey system, and, of course, our mentors teach on the time management quadrants as well, and I train on it. And so it definitely is one that I'm constantly evaluating and asking myself the question. Of course, you're talking about that critical but not important quadrant of 3%, where the person, you love them. They mean the world to you. But when they call with my daddy, you know, my baby daddy left me and he, you know, I'm in this whole quandary of challenges, and it has absolutely nothing to do with your vision, and then you look up and you're on a phone call for an hour and a half, and you could have been doing something specifically related to your vision. Now we realize those time wasters that can pull and drain our energy, and then we're sitting around saying, wow, there's not enough time in the day. How did I not get everything done? I thought I had a clear plan, because we weren't aware of those time wasters. So I thank you for bringing that up, because that always benefits me as well. When I'm teaching that, I'm always reconnecting and reminding, how can I be more efficient with my time? From day to day, journey to journey, wind shop to wind shop, client to client, whatever that may look like. Woo, some good stuff. Anything else from your perspective, LaDon?
You know, I love the group that each time that I've gone to the Win Shop, there's been a special group, but I especially love this last group. You know, it's always such a diverse crowd. We had attorneys, we had professionals, business owners, and so everyone was able to glean something from the person that was sitting next to them. We walked away being able to make, you know, new friends, new connections, walked away. Some of us walked away with new business from the Win Shop. So, you know, again, it's such an enriching, the time is so awesome. It's so enriching that I can just go on and on about, you know, the different things that are so amazing about taking this time to set aside and invest in yourself and invest in your business and invest in your dreams and goals. So, I absolutely love that you've dedicated your life to other people investing in their own dreams, visions, and goals. I know that me, myself, I wouldn't have gone through my time as chief operating officer or even as business owner had you not taken the time to continuously invest in me. So, again, it's always such a wonderful, amazing time.
You know, and I so appreciate that, LaDawn, and, of course, Janae, I appreciate you both so much. And, you know, each of you, I know you intimately and personally where you are on your journey. And, you know, I have to ask you because, of course, a part of this time is still that we would be able to give empowerment to those that are listening in. They weren't able to make it to the wind shop, but they get the opportunity to hear a little snapshot, which is great, and we're doing that. But I also want to make sure that they're empowered. And I always love to ask the question of my guests, you know, what is the greatest life lesson that you have gleaned or gained to date? If there was one thing that you could say to the younger you to give them some wisdom, what would that insight be?
Wow. Are you going to start, Janae, or should I?
You know, I'm actually just thinking about
whoever wants to jump in.
So many lessons. How do I even choose?
I know, right? she said the greatest, but they're all pretty great, aren't they? Oh, gosh. Janae, I'm going to, you know, give the floor to you so that you can start.
Yeah, I would just say a dream without an actual plan will just remain a dream. I have to personally say I was introduced to the wind shop when I was fresh out of college. And one thing I know, and Coach Adams just has this aura of just reminding you. I don't know if anyone has been through that where you know the one thing that you need to do to make your dreams, and then you just seem to run out of excuses. So one thing that I have to say with Coach Adams is that she will remind you of the times when she says set a date. She will remind you of those times, and we can probably sometimes say, oh, yeah, you know, I'll start doing that this time. And then we'll, oh, yeah, I'm going to plan for this. And then when it just quickly approaches, you're just like, oh, my gosh, I did say that. Well, when, you know, and the time escapes you. So really when you have a dream in mind, you have to plan. And I would say, honestly, the wind shop has really just even taught me the importance of that. And I know a lot of times our intentions may be great, but life just happens. And we can never stop life from simply just happening. And so really the goal setting and the planning has been just one thing. I would tell to my younger self that really a dream will just remain a dream without an actual plan, without an actual result get, you know, driven plan of what you want. And, you know, everything that you, all the excuses that you have to know that your dream is really in your own hands and that you really have everything that you need at your disposal when you really think about it. And so just developing and seeing that inside of me has really just enlightened me to see that I do have what it takes to make what I want to see out in myself. And actually stepping out on faith and applying that same principle is like, you know what, she's probably crazy, but let me just go ahead and try it because I don't want to hear anything if I, you know, if she was like, well, what happened? I tried. And I have to say, when I have tried, and I did that even with my financial insurance license, I just happened to try by faith and do it, and God just blessed me to be able to have that. Just because I had a dream of what I wanted to do, and I applied it, and you know, here I am today. Never thought that I would do that, but at the same time, it just is, again, God paving that way because I'm actually – you know, seeing it into fruition. So that's what I would just tell my younger self.
And, you know, I appreciate that, and we're, of course, going to hear from LaDonna as well. But I want everyone to know that Coach Adams is in the trenches with you. You know, like, for example, with the wind shot, I know whatever it is that I start, I have to follow through. As a coach, that the expectation is, well, if she's not able to make that thing happen, how is she coaching me into my vision? And so, you know, we all are in that same process together. So I just wanted to jump in and say you're not alone. I'm in the trenches with you. And so, for example, like you said, Janae, when I challenge you and say, okay, what about this or that, I'm asking myself those same questions. I'm challenging myself as well. So my desire as a coach, as one who inspires others and empowers others and supports them on their journey, is not that I'm telling you, you do it, you do it, you do it, and you don't see the manifestation of those things in my life. And that's why the wind shot, for example, was important. You know, Motivational Mondays is important. These things are important that others can see. I am as well birthing, bringing forth visions, bringing things to the marketplace that are become more tangible that you can see beyond the services that I have to offer. So great stuff. Thank you. I appreciate that. LaDonna, TSG Consulting, what do you have to say about greatest life lessons and wisdom to date that you would share with your younger self?
You know, one of the things that I would say, and I don't want to sound salesy, I don't want to sound like I'm giving anyone a pitch, but I just want to tell the truth. And the truth is that if you want to be a winner, you need someone in your corner rooting for you. You need a coach. And I'm saying, you know, when you read the Word of God, the Word of God tells you where two or more are gathered in His name, there in the midst He'll be. We go through life, and there's so many people that when you open your mouth to tell them a dream, vision, and idea, they talk you out of it before you've even gotten the full sentence out of your mouth. They tell you all the reasons why you cannot do it, why it can't be done, why you are not the one who shouldn't do it, why it's not a good idea. There's just so much that they do. And then you start to talk yourself out of the vision, the dream, and the idea. And you grow smaller and smaller and smaller until your life light starts to go out. And so I know, during one of our sessions, and I don't know if you remember, Coach Shania, but during one of our early sessions, we sat down and I said, oh my gosh, I finally understand what an epiphany is. I just got an epiphany. And my epiphany was, I remember what it was, and it was so long ago, but it was that I could never be bigger and know more than what I knew if I didn't take something from the outside and add it to the inside of me. And I was like, okay, it doesn't matter how many different times I try and understand or make a plan or any of this, if I'm only using the information that I have inside of me, because the information that I have inside of me is what's gotten me to where I am today. And so now I know that I have to get something from the outside, put it in, and I can do more. And so with that being said, my biggest takeaway or the biggest thing that I've learned to date is that not everybody is going to be in your corner, even though you call them friend, even though you love them and they love you. But when you have that right person in your corner, that special person in your corner, they will help you see farther than you can see. And you just start believing in yourself again. You start thinking that there is nothing that you cannot do. And so you start to achieve more. You have that accountability partner where like today said, when that telephone call comes, you know, you better be ready to answer and say, well, I did such and such and such and such and such and such, and not, well, I didn't do it because. And I think that's what we do a lot in life is when it comes to our own dreams, visions, and ideas, we say we didn't do it because. And when it's someone else's dreams, visions, ideas, we can run all day long and get those things accomplished all day long. So, again, I would share that you need somebody in your corner, and all winners have coaches. So that's what I would share.
You know, I so appreciate that, LaDonna, and I absolutely love that because that is so true. Any great athlete has a coach. So the coach is simply that individual that walks alongside with you, that is your biggest supporter and advocating for you, but they are also your biggest provoker and challenger because they're fighting to assist you in that which is on the inside of you, helping to draw that out, helping you to sharpen the skills in that area. And, you know, this particular show, I always love doing a shape-up reflection show, but it's one of the most difficult shows for me, believe it or not. And it is because, like you said, LaDonna, so well, I don't want it to be, you know, oh, it's just this big sales, you know, ploy for 4 hours of power. Well, 4 hours of power just happened. So it's definitely, of course, we hope that one is encouraged for July. But it's really about sharing the power of setting such an environment. You know, and I want to let our global listening audience know, and we thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for You, that this is the time in our broadcast. Maybe you have a question or a comment and you need some coaching, you want to be heard, you want to ask a question of one of our panelists, you want to share because you were at the wind shop and you have a thought or you've been at a previous wind shop, whatever the case may be. We want you to know that now is the time when our broadcast is open. If you are on your electronic device, however, you do need to actually physically dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Of course, you've tuned in today. You're hearing us talk about the Wind Shop, 4 hours of power, shape up and win with Coach Adams. If you're interested and would like to express your interest in July, the next Wind Shop is scheduled for July the 22nd, July the 22nd. You can send an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. If you're not already a part of Coach Adams' network, visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com, to add yourself to my database so that you stay in the loop of happenings concerning the Wind Shop and other things. You know, I wanted to give the opportunity to both Janae and LaDonna because these ladies are entrepreneurs and businesswomen in their own right. How would individuals get in touch with you and the services that you have to offer? LaDonna?
Well, I do have a website. That website is info@covenantkeepers.com. I'm sorry, I always want to give out the email address. It's covenantkeepersunited.com, covenant, C-O-V-E-N-A-N-T, keepers, K-E-E-P-E-R-S, united.com. Or you can look me up on Facebook under LaDonna Skeeters, L-A, space, D-A-W-N-S-K-E-E-T-E-R-S. Or you can shoot me an email at ladondeedee@gmail.com. And that's Deedee with D-E-E-D-E-E. So if you'd like to find out more about what I do, you can use either of those social connections to get a hold of me.
Wonderful. And tell us a little bit about, of course, I understand TSG Consulting, and again, I'm so grateful to have you on the Coach Adams team in this season with the support for the July Wind Shop specifically. So I'm clear on what your services are and what you have to offer. And the reason why I want others to really be able to see it, you and I know we can't do what we can't see. And you never know who's listening in. As you stated, at the Wind Shop, we had quite a mix of individuals in the house. We had attorneys. We had entrepreneurs. We had business professionals. We had the CEO coach. We had a young lady actually in high school transitioning to college but has a vision. And so we definitely have, you know, a very mix in the audience. And the same is true for those that are listening in, individuals that may be starting their vision, struggling with their vision. Help them to see how TSG Consulting can really assist them on their journey regardless of where they are. And this understanding of SIX, S-I-X, Sigma. Thank you, Ms. Regina. Love you.
Well, when it comes to Lean Six Sigma, that's a methodology where we come in as professionals and we look at your business. We help you to eliminate whatever wasteful systems or waste that you have in your business so that you can improve productivity. We'll help you to put systems and strategies in place for consistent improvement. If you have your business, if you don't have your business, you're getting ready to start a business or a nonprofit, we can come in at the beginning or anywhere in that process, help you put your structure and your system in place. So say you don't have your, you don't have an administrative structure, or you don't have an accounting structure, or maybe you don't have, you know, a system as to how are you going to keep your contacts in place. We come in and sit down with you, find out what your vision is, and then help you to allow your vision to unfold by giving you the right tools to support your vision. So it might be that, you know, you just need administrative services, or maybe you need, again, to be connected to accountants or just have accounting put in place, or maybe you find that you're wasting too much money in your business and you want to find out how you can save money or where you can save money. We help you do all of that.
Wonderful. And speaking about saving money, well, of course, we have our financial planner in the house. Janae, share with our global listening audience, one, how would they get in touch with you? But before you do that, give them a greater understanding of the services that you have to offer and how you can assist someone listening in.
Yes, of course. So as I mentioned, I am a licensed financial services, and I am partnered with the company Census, under the wonderful leadership of Tracy Weathers, who's actually been featured on the show as well, too. And what we basically will do with each of our clients, we understand that a traditional, you know, savings or 401k plan that's offered in your work may not always be, you know, suitable for everyone. We understand that saving for a lot of families just looks as something as a long-term goal and something that they wish to do in the future. So I have partnered with Census because it was able to give a savings plan to everyone, doesn't matter their income, doesn't matter, you know, whatever their desired amount, whatever it may be. We were able to put together a actual plan to help families and individuals to save towards, you know, their financial goals. So whether that would be, you know, for retirement, for life insurance, we do also some dealings with Roth IRAs, whatever it may be, and also with annuities. And so if anyone is listening and, you know, may have been thinking of. You know, I have been shying away from it. I do want to look at, you know, my own financial portfolio. We give even a few free overviews as well, too, in our office. And so it takes only about an hour or two, but we put together even a budget that will be suitable for your income. And this has helped so many individuals that have said, you know, I just need to know where I'm going. I just need to know where I am now and where I'm going, and I would want to come back in a few months. So even if it's to that case, some people have looked at it on paper and said, I need to do something right away. But what I love about this company is that whatever the situation may be, everyone gets a free look at their own financial portfolio. So, again, you can find me at Syncis, and that's S-Y-N-C-I-S, Inc. My email address would be Rajanae, and that's rajenae.allen@gmail.com. We have a wonderful brand new location in Long Beach. However, we have over 40 different field professionals that will be able to meet you if you would like to meet after work. And we can definitely look at, again, your own portfolio in order to give you some more insight into your own finances, because we understand that, you know, in order to get to where we need, finances is very important. And, you know, that's just, we're able to help so many different people. And again, it doesn't matter whatever your income level is, we are still able to give you the financial education that you need in order to reach your goals.
Wonderful. And Janae, why don't you give the email address one more time?
Absolutely. So that's Rajanae.Allen, and that's Rajenae. Allen@gmail.com.
Wonderful. Now, I have to ask you, ladies, you know, of course, we know we have individuals that are listening in, as one would say, they're ear hustling. Well, we're on the airwaves, so they're not technically ear hustling. We welcome them into this world. But I just kind of love that term in the moment. But, you know, why would you say someone should shape up? Why should they be in attendance at the next WinShop? Now, unlike what you said before, LaDon, this is a shameless plug. Why would you tell
Well, you know, for me, I would say if you realize that you've been potentially working on your dream or your vision for years and years and years, you're not taking the actions that you want to take or that you know you should take, or that you're still in the same spot, or you're, you know, just barely chipping away at getting anything done, you definitely want to go. And even if you started your dream or your vision or your idea and you are in a good place but you want to take it to the next level, you should go. So anywhere in your wherever you are in your process, this is a time that, again, you can set aside to come off of autopilot, it's an investment within yourself. It's an investment in your business. It's an investment in your goals. And you can refresh in what it is that you want to do, why you're doing it, how you're going to get it done. Maybe there's some new ideas that you need to throw around. Maybe there's some new information that you just don't have. And I think that refreshing at a WinShop is always going to be beneficial to anyone wherever they are in their process of delivering their vision.
And I so appreciate that, LaDon. Thank you so much for that shameless plug. That was a shameless plug. Of course, Janae, I'm coming to you next, girl. I'm coming to you next. But I wanted to remind our global listening audience that this is the time in our programming that we do welcome your questions, comments, you want live coaching, now is the time. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Don't be shy. We always love the interaction. So know that it is a safe space for you to do that, and we always welcome the interaction. So press 1 on your keypad. If you are sitting at your electronic device, of course, you have to dial in, and that dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Of course, we also welcome individuals. Maybe you're listening in regularly. I love it when our regular listening audience chimes in as well. Look at here. We have a question or a comment. I love it. Area code 702, last 4 digits, 5600. You are live on Motivational Monday with Coach Adams and our in-studio guest presented by Inspired Media for You. Thank you for chiming in.
Well, I thank you, Coach Adams. I mean, you are priceless.
Always a joy.
I just wanted to say good evening, and I haven't heard LaDon's voice in a long time, and I just wanted to say hi.
Oh, wow, Cheryl. You know, I was listening, I believe it was last week, and I heard your voice, and so Coach Adams and I had an opportunity to allow me to reminisce about all of our good times, and so hello, it's a joy to hear your voice, and I hope you are doing well.
You know what? I am just wonderful.
Oh,
but
amen.
I need to come back to my family. You know, I just need that love.
You definitely do. Either you're going to make it down here or we are going to make a special trip to come and see you.
Well, you know, speaking of that, your family is coming to Las Vegas. We're actually hosting a Vertical Leap in Las Vegas this coming weekend, and even if you're not able to necessarily share in the Vertical Leap weekend itself, I am so hopeful, Ms. Cheryl, that at the very least we'll be able to love on each other, get a hug in. I arrive in the city on Thursday the 2nd, and I come home on the 5th, and the Vertical Leap is the 3rd and the 4th, so I put that in the atmosphere. Don't know where you will be and what the weekend looks like for you, but would love the opportunity to embrace you, being that I will be in Vegas either way. So I'm just putting that out there that your family is coming to you. Vertical Leap is on tour.
All right. I love it. I love it. And you know me, I always want to be involved. If you need me for anything, I'm of service to you.
And I appreciate that. And I don't specifically need anything. Of course, being that Vertical Leap is hosted in Las Vegas, the Las Vegas team under the leadership of DeWanna Malone, our regional director and executive team member, she has her team all set. I'm just coming in to support our family with what I do with them with Vertical Leap. So specifically, I don't need anything. I just hope that I can love on you. That's all that I really desire. So I'm just saying, I'm putting it out there. The pressure's on.
Well, I will try to be there.
Make sure you gotta give me a hug that I have to now bring back and give to LaDon for you.
Okay.
Yes, that'll be awesome.
It will be. I need to see the new hairstyle in person.
Whose new hairstyle? Mine or Don's?
Yeah, yours.
Oh, okay. Well, it'll be there for you.
All right.
It'll be there. Thank you, Ms. Cheryl. Appreciate you being such a loyal and faithful listener of Motivational Mondays. Please press 1. To remove yourself from the host queue, 1, to remove yourself from the host queue. Again, our lines are open. If you're listening in, feel free to press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. Well, Janae, we were asking you, why should people shape up?
Thank you, Coach. So I will say that for anyone that is, again, struggling to just be consistent with their goals, if you feel like you're telling yourself a reason as to why it never happened, or like how LaDonna was saying, if you know, it could be someone else and you're working very strong to get someone else's dreams while keeping yours, you know, just on the back end, you need to attend a Shape Up. When I tell you that it's you're able to see your dreams in plain sight after completing the Shape Up, I'm not even exaggerating. like I said, coming into this, I just had a dream of just seeing that, you know, I really want to educate people on their finances. It was something that I was struggling to do. I had been in just corporate America and just seeing the struggle. It doesn't matter the age or, you know, the gender. Everyone was just having a constant struggle. And so by just sharing that, Coach Adams was able to help me actually put that vision into plain sight and actually do something. And so when I, again, like I said, everyone that does have a dream, even if it's just something that you wrote down and you are saying, okay, I want to revisit, even if it's just something simple as traveling, you know, out of the country, you need to see, again, how you're going to strategize and make that actually happen. So, again, everyone should attend a WIN Shop, and I hope that everyone will consider attending in July, just that you will able to see if you were to say, you know, I'm going to apply all I need, I'm going to write down what I want to take with me to the WIN Shop, and then you take that actual plan, you bring it, and you will see it, again, come into fruition if you will apply yourself. So that's just my input, and I hope to see everyone on the line there.
I appreciate that, Janae, and definitely we're excited about what's on the horizon. Of course, I know that you will be sharing in our winner circle, which is our follow-up to the WIN Shop, and I'm hopeful that LaDonna's schedule will permit for her to be a part of that five-session journey as well. So we definitely, you know, want to encourage you, if your schedule aligns, LaDonna, that your family would love to have you as a part of that journey as well. I am really excited about where we are in the season and where we're growing to. You know, Motivational Mondays is here every Monday for you. And next week, I'm excited because we have a dynamic duo joining us in the virtual boardroom, in studio. We have Pastor Torian and Nova Scott, and we'll be talking about the power of two. And I'm real excited about this broadcast because I've had Pastor Torian on the show several times, and I've had Nova independently. But this is the first time that they'll be joining us collectively. And as a matter of fact, when I was speaking to Pastor Torian about it, he said, wow, I think this is the first time we're actually doing a broadcast together. So I'm excited that it's the first here on Motivational Mondays on next Monday. So you definitely want to re-engage and join us and come back to the same back channel, same back time for Motivational Mondays. If you did not ask a question or make a comment because you were shy, you didn't feel comfortable, no worries. I want you to know that we do have a Facebook group. It's an open group. You can make comments. You can give show recommendations, thoughts, and ideas. I'm going to ask that LaDonna and Janae that you would post your contact information again to the Facebook Motivational Mondays group forum, just as a follow-up to what was shared for those that maybe were driving and didn't have an opportunity to capture that information from you live. I thank you, ladies, both so much. How quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. This is Coach Adams signing off for now, one who inspires. I coach, and guess what? You win. Thank you again for tuning in.